This is Akashvani. The news read by Anubha Rohatgi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Apulia, Italy tomorrow to participate in the G7 summit to be held on the 14th of this month. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra said India has been invited as an outreach country. He said this will be the Prime Minister's first overseas travel after assuming office in his third consecutive term. He said the visit will also be an opportunity to engage with other world leaders present at the G7 summit on issues of importance to India as also to the Global South. On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral meetings with leaders of G7. Mr. Modi will hold bilateral meeting with his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni. Telugu Desam Party Chief Nara Chandrababu Naidu was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh at Kesarapalli in Krishna District today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and leaders of the NDA attended the swearing-in ceremony. Along with Mr. Naidu, 24 newly elected members, including 3 from the Janasena Party and 1 from the Bharatiya Janata Party, were sworn in the Council of Ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Mr. Naidu on taking office as Chief Minister. In Odisha, the swearing-in ceremony of the newly elected Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi is taking place at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. This is the first time the BJP is going to form a government in the state on its own, ending the long 24-year rule of Naveen Patnaik-led Biju Janata Dal. The 52-year-old Mr. Majhi was unanimously elected leader of the BJP Legislature Party last evening in the presence of central BJP observers, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will be convened from the 24th of this month. During the session, oath and affirmation of newly elected members and election of Lok Sabha Speaker will take place. President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha and discussion on her address will also be held in this session. The Rajya Sabha session will commence on the 27th of this month. The Parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. The first session of the 11th Sikkim Legislative Assembly was held today with the pro tem speaker Sanjit Karel in the chair. The House has unanimously elected the ruling Sikkim Krantikari Mocha SKM candidate and former Minister of State Mingma Norbu Sherpa as the speaker and party MLA Rajkumari Thapa as the deputy speaker. At the beginning of the session, the newly elected members were administered oath as member of the State Legislative Assembly by the pro tem speaker in the House. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has expressed deep shock on the devastating fire incident in Kuwait City that has reportedly claimed over 40 lives and has injured more than 50 people. Mr. Jaishankar has conveyed his condolences to the families of the victims and wished an early and full recovery to the injured. While informing that the Indian ambassador has gone to the camp, Mr. Jaishankar assured that the Indian embassy in Kuwait will provide full assistance to all those affected by the incident. According to a recent World Bank report, India will remain the world's fastest growing economy with a steady growth rate of 6.5% over the next 3 fiscal years. This robust growth is fueled by strong domestic demand, a surge in investment and vigorous activity in the services sector. In its Global Economic Prospects report, the World Bank retained its growth forecast for India at 6.6% for financial year 2024-25. In Jammu and Kashmir, another terrorist was killed today in an ongoing operation in the Saida Sohal village in Hiranagar sector of Kathua district, taking the death toll to 3. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the security forces have killed one more terrorist in the operation, which was launched late last evening after terrorists opened fire in the village. And that is the end of this news bulletin.